بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن سعيد بن عبد العزيز، عن ربيعة بن يزيد، عن أبي إدريس الخولاني، عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله عنه، عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن الله تبارك وتعالى أنه قال: يا عبادي، إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا، إلى آخر الحديث. As we were mentioning, for those who recollect on the last occasion, the importance of fostering an environment of love and unity, particularly in our dealing and interaction with one another. In Surah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail has given us certain guidelines which ulama-i-kiram, as I mentioned previously, have stressed to such an extent that they say that each one of us, particularly those that are involved in the effort of deen and those that are involved in the propagation of Islam, we should endeavor to actually know by heart what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Hujurat. Amongst the verses or injunctions that are found in Surah Hujurat of particular importance is one verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu jatanibu kathiram min adh-dhann. إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the believers, the people of Iman. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, people of Iman, اجتنبوا. Now if you look at this word, اجتنبوا, اجتناب, the Quran is a masterpiece of eloquence. And Quran, the principles of Arabic grammar, etc., are observed to the highest level possible. In fact, the Quran issues a challenge to humanity that bring the like of it. And obviously, till Qiyamah, no one will be able to reproduce anything like the Quran. This is Kalamullah. And we find one of the principles of balaghat, one of the principles of eloquence, is that there has to be balance. Now if you look at this word ijtinab, it is used elsewhere in the Quran. Where does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word ijtinab? This word ijtinab, what does it mean? Refrain from, stay away from. Now one of the principles of balaghat is there has to be balance and equality. So where else does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this word? Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, فَجْتَنِبُ الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ, that make ijtinab from idol worship, make ijtinab from shirk. Elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَجْتَنِبُ, that liquor, drinking wine, liquor, likewise gambling, etc., these are filthy acts of shaitan. Fajtanibu, so stay away from this. Now imagine the same level of prohibition that Quran gives to shirk, to idol worship, and the same level of prohibition that the Quran gives to liquor and to gambling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the same word when it comes to this. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann, that make ijtinab. O people of Iman, make ijtinab. Like how you are commanded to stay away from shirk, and like how you are commanded to stay away from liquor, and like how you are commanded to stay away from gambling, to the same level Allah Ta'ala is saying, stay away from zan. Now what is zan? This word zan has a positive connotation, has a negative connotation. Literally we translate it assumption, suspicion. Positive connotation, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, many ahadith we find where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ذُنُّوا بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَيْرًا, ذُنُّوا بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَيْرًا, have positive thoughts about Muslims. Foster an environment of a positive thinking, positive interaction. Allah Ta'ala with Himself, Allah Ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. The thoughts you will have about Allah, Allah says, I deal with you in the same way. I deal with you as you have expectations and thoughts. A lot of times people have what we call a pessimistic attitude, negative attitude. You know what, something going to happen to me. Some child is born, we say the child is going to get sick. We go into a new business venture. Beforehand our mind is made up. Something bad is going to happen. It's going to become negative. And then we find more often than not, the bad expectation we had materializes. And what pessimistic thought we had becomes a reality. What we don't realize is that we have ourselves have influenced that. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, "Ana inda dhanni abdi bi." As your dhan, as your expectation is about me, I will deal with you in the same way. If you have a positive expectation, Allah will give us positive results. If you have a negative expectation, Allah protect us, negative results. So in the same way, this word zan, I'm trying to explain the meaning of it. It has a positive connotation, it has a negative connotation. In this particular verse, the prohibition refers to the negative connotation. That is, do not be suspicious about one another. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Do not have doubts about one another. Do not have negativity about someone. If you see someone doing something, and there's a possibility what he is doing is right, and there's a possibility what he is doing is wrong also. Give it a positive reflection. Think good about the next person. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Stay away from وهم. Stay away from suspicion. Stay away from doubt. To the level that you stay away from shirk and idol worship and sharab, to that extent Allah Ta'ala is saying, stay away from suspicion and doubt. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. One interesting analogy ulama ikram give before I carry on. They say, if you look at this word ijtinab, it comes from the word janib. Now the word janib in Urdu, the word janib in Arabic has the same meaning. What it means? It means corner. And what we notice about a corner, if you have two different corners never ever meet. They can never ever come together. They are not even close to each other. One is on one corner, the other is in the other corner. So, ijtanibu, be very, very far away from suspicion. Be very, very far away from negativity about your fellow Muslim brother. Ijtanibu kathiram min al-dhan. Inna ba'da al-dhanni ithm. Allah Ta'ala says sometimes suspicion is a guna. Suspicion is a sin. Now we find that there are three levels. If you look at this verse of the Quran, three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits us from in this verse. First, Allah says, stay away from suspicion. Then Allah Ta'ala says, wala tajassasu, stay away from spying. Stay away from spying and looking for the faults of your fellow Muslim brother. And then Allah Ta'ala says, wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da, and stay away from ghibat and backbiting. Because we find generally, it starts like this. First it's a suspicion. Then after that what happens? You start making tajassus. You start spying on the next person. Start looking for the fault that is found in the next person. And unfortunately, as I mentioned many times, we are living in a culture or we are living in an environment where each one of us is waiting for the next person to make a mistake. Why we are waiting? So that we can spread his fault. So that we can speak bad about him. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered together the Sahaba Ikram. And they say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so upset on that occasion that one riwayat it comes, he raised his voice to such a level that the women in the houses of Medina could hear the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was so upset and so hurt. And normally, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address Sahaba Ikram, it was either do this or don't do this, or apply this or don't apply this. He would, Allahu Akbar, on the occasion when he addresses Sahaba Ikram about the hurt that Abdullah bin Ubay, the head of the Munafiqeen, had caused him with regards to spreading mischief about his pure wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Even on that occasion, look at the mode of address of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, Ma balu aqwam, what is wrong with the people that they are doing this? He doesn't say Abdullah bin Ubay is doing this. Or how can you people spread such rumors about my wife? No. Ma balu aqwam, what is wrong with the people that they are doing this? Yet on this occasion, the entire mode of expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam changes. Very rarely we find this type of mode of expression In the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gathers the sahaba ikram and he addresses them and he says, Ya ma'ashara, man amana bilisanihi, walam yufdil iman ila qalbihi. That, oh, assembly of people who have brought iman with their tongues, and iman has not entered the heart. Allahu Akbar. Really, in ahadith, is very, very rare that we find this level of admonition. That rahmatul lil alameen, from head to toe, he was mercy, he was hikmat, he was wisdom, he was softness, he was compassion, he was kindness. Yet what is he saying? Ya ma'ashara man amana bilisanihi, walam yufdil iman ila qalbihi. That, oh, you people who have brought iman with your tongues and iman hasn't entered your heart. In other words, what is this? Oh, you munafiq. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is addressing the general masses, the general sahaba of Madinah Munawwara, in such a harsh manner. What was it that was concerning him? What was the prohibition? Who are these people that have brought iman on their tongues and iman has not entered in their hearts? What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Ya ma'ashara, man amana bilisanihi, walam yufdil iman ila qalbihi. La taghtabul muslimin. La taghtabul muslimin. Do not make ghibat of people. Do not backbite people. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا عُرَاتَهُمْ. And do not look for the faults of people. Do not look for negativity in others. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that one of the greatest dangers, one of the greatest harms, one of the greatest fear I have for those who are involved in this work of Dawat and Tabligh. He would say, ki samajh rahe ke kaam kar rahe lekin kaam nahi kar rahe. They will think that they are doing the work, but they are not doing the work. They will think that they are doing the work, but they are not doing the work. In the explanation of that, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention, what is the sign? What is a sign that a person is not spiritually progressing in the work of Dawat and Tabligh? He used to mention this, the sign is that you begin noticing the faults and the weaknesses of others. Since when have you reached that level of piety that you have time to look at other people's faults? Have you even made 2 rakat salah that is worthy of being presented in Allah's court? In your life thus far, have you performed even 1 sajda that you feel is worthy of being presented in Allah's court? When you haven't even made 1 sajda that you feel is sufficient or worthy of being presented in Allah's court, how is it that you have time to look for faults in other people? And to see negativity in others and to be running other people down. أَبْصَرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ كَانَ بِعَيْبِهِ بَصِيرًا وَأَنْ عَيْبِ غَيْرِهِ ضَرِيرًا. Like the poet says, the person with the best sight, the person is the with the best sight is the one when it comes to his faults he can see. And when it comes to the faults of others he is blind. Mawlana Ihsan Sahib says, we are the other way around. We are the other way around. He says, if the next man has 99 good qualities and 1 fault, the only thing we notice about him is his fault. And if you yourself, you have 99 faults and 1 good quality, the only thing you notice about yourself is the good quality. We have to introspect. Allah is not going to question you about the weaknesses of others. Allah is going to question you about yourself. This quality, analyze ourselves, my respected brother. How much negativity there is in us. How much looking for faults there is in us. Rasulullah said, Man satara awrata muslimi, awrata akhihi al-muslim. That if you see someone, even if you see someone doing something wrong, even if you see someone doing something wrong, and you conceal his fault, you conceal his weakness, what will Allah give you? Rasulullah said, Kana kaman akhya ma'udatan. If someone had buried a girl, a child alive, Allah will give you the reward of giving life to a child that was buried alive. But if you will bury the fault of your Muslim. One hadith it comes, Allah will conceal your fault if you conceal the faults of others. To complete that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O people who have brought iman with their tongues, and iman has not yet entered their heart, La taghtabul muslimin, do not make ghibat of others. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا عَوْرَاتَهُمْ, and do not look for the faults of others. فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ عَوْرَةَ أَخِيهِ يَتَّبِعُ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعُ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ يَفْضَحُهُ وَلَوْ فِي جَوْفِ بَيْتِهِ. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, if you will look for the faults of other people, if you will look for the faults of other people, Allah will reveal your faults. Allah will look for your faults and Allah will reveal your faults. And when Allah decides, and when Allah decides to reveal the faults of someone, Allah will disgrace him even if he is hiding in his home. So this is something that is very, very important, my respected brothers, that we should come out of this negativity, come out of looking for the weaknesses and the deficiencies of others. Coming back to this verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. O people of Iman, stay away from suspicion, stay away from doubt. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm. Why? Because sometimes the suspicion that you will have about your Muslim brother, this is guna, this is sin. Wala tajassasu. Do not spy upon people. Do not look for the faults of people. Do not look for negativity in others. We've run out of time, and inshallah, on the next occasion, there's one ajeeb incident in the time of the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This incident is mentioned in Hayat al-Sahaba, when Umar radiallahu anhu one night was patrolling in Medina Munawara, and he came across a person who was doing some guna and sin. The reaction of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the admonishment he received from that person, in this is an ajeeb sabak and lesson for us to learn, to incorporate within our lives. Very, very important, primarily, my respected brothers, let us, each one of us, introspect and look within our hearts, what is our attitude towards our Muslim brother. We heard the other day the value and the importance of having love, having muhabbat, fostering unity and connection amongst ourselves, rather than being those who sow the seeds of discord and disunity amongst others. Allah give us tawfiq.